Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is your co-host, Tim Maurer. Not with us tonight is Drew Tignanelli. But as I said at the open of the show, I don't think you're going to miss him tonight because we have with us a very special guest, Truett Cathy, the founder and chairman of Chick-fil-A. And we're discussing, especially tonight, his book, Wealth, Is It Worth It? And I love the fact that you asked this question in general, Mr. Cathy. Now, one of the sections in the book is basically a whole chapter devoted to the friendship that you have developed in recent years with one of the world's richest men, Warren Buffett. And although some have been critical recently of his political intervention, no one can question his conviction when it comes to charitable giving. After all, he has indeed committed over 99% of his personal wealth to be distributed to charitable endeavors within 10 years of his death. What is it, do you think, Mr. Cathy, that makes Mr. Buffett such a charitably inclined person?
Well, I think he said, you know, you just can't spend all the money you make. He says that he gets all the things that he wants, and he gives away money.
Yep.
And he's found out that real wealth and benefits from wealth is by giving. And I think that's a mistake that most everybody makes. Because the scripture says in itself that it's better to give than to receive. Now, it's hard to make a person believe the more money you give away, the more you have. But I think Warren Buffett has dealt with that and has given away lots of money, not even being known by the public.
It's true.
A lot of people crown on wealthy people for some reason or another. But I have all I want. I live in beautiful home and have all the things that I want, but it's enabled me to help a lot of people, and I'm associating with young people.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than 50,000 young people working with Chick-fil-A. And we have a college program. We also have account programs for young people. These things are being benefited by my giving. But that's where life begins, is giving. I think everything God created was the purpose of giving. And I've been blessed bountifully, having more than 1,500 stores now. They're privately owned. And we have a lot, involved in probably 10 different projects.
Mr. Cathy, you mentioned especially your attachment to giving as it regards young people. Was there someone, as you were growing up, that made such an impact on you positively that has now made you, in turn, want to aid young people in their personal and professional development?
Well, I grew up back in the Deep Depression, and I carried a paper out for 7 straight years.
Wow.
I had a wonderful mother and a dad, but it was the kind of dad that you would go to if you had a problem. He never would get up out of bed on Sunday morning and help me carry papers.
Hmm.
But I had a friend that he sort of carried paper out. He'd help me on Sunday morning, spot the papers around close by, rather than going back and forth on bicycle, putting them in different spots.
Sure.
But he was also ended up being my Sunday school teacher.
Wow.
And he would invite us out to have his cabin out in Jackson Lake here in Atlanta from time to time. But it was just a great, great guy that I admired. He had a small business, not entirely wealthy. But the thing I remember there so vividly is that he was gave all of his children, 4 children and wife, a brand new automobile for Christmas.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, gee, I hope I'll be able to do that someday. And from remembering that, I told my children, if they wait to get 18, I'll buy them an automobile of their choosing, somewhat in reason, in case I want a Jaguar. So.
Yeah, right, right.
So this has been a good thing to do, and to tell young people, beg your parents not to give your automobile to get 18. Doesn't mean they can use my car.
Sure.
But they tell me, and come by and ask for the keys, where they're going, what time they get back.
Yeah, right.
But when they get a call at the old, that's where a lot of trouble comes in between the parents and children. The old gone in their own car. Don't know when they're going to come back or if they'll come back at all. And we like to give our children things we didn't have when we were small.
Sure.
But we're failing to give them important things. And that's hard work is one of the things that they should be taught to do.
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, as a father of two young boys, ages 5 and 7, even though I'm a financial planner, I am gripped with fear at the notion of infusing into them the right money values. It's a very, it's just amazing when you see the impact that your words and your actions can have on a young person as you have the opportunity to hopefully lay the foundation for wise living into the future.
Yes. Well, it's not only affected, you know, the present generation, but the next generation, even the next year and after this. And so it has going to be an effect, but we ought to bring up our children to work. There's no better way for growing up, young people grow up to get continue formal education.
Sure.
Get work experience and get some aging on them.
Yep.
All those things help.
Yep, yes, indeed. Now, I remember, too, in your book, you asked Warren Buffett a simple question. You said, what is your definition of the word wealth? And he describes it simply as having enough. Now, why is it, do you think, that some are able to reach the state of enough with $50,000 of income while others seem unable to feel like they have enough even with millions of dollars of income per year? Why is that?
Well, Warren Buffett was number one guy to talk with because I thought, when you think about wealth, we talk about Warren Buffett. And but as you stated, he gives away probably 90% of all of his income comes in. He doesn't publicize that, but he makes a good use, a lot of benefits from Warren Buffett and other people that are wealthy. If they, a lot of people have benefited.
Sure.
That.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Cathy, I was giving a seminar recently to a group of men on the topic of money, and I was spending a good bit of time discussing the relative lack of wealth and accomplishment. In other words, that men should not see wealth and accomplishment as their primary gauge for success. And one man who was currently in the midst of financial struggles kind of pleaded with me, and he said, yeah, you know, but isn't it easier for people who are already successful or already rich to say it doesn't matter than for someone who is currently struggling? What would you say to that gentleman?
I didn't grasp all that. Say it once more time.
Well, he said, yeah, it's easy for somebody who's already rich and successful, someone like you, Mr. Cathy, it's easy for them to say money doesn't matter. But to someone who is struggling in a given moment, they feel differently. They might say, hey, it's easy for you to say that, but I'm the one who's struggling right now. How do I get some perspective on the importance of money?
Well, it's a lot of people are suffering. Not in because of any bad behavior or bad, just society has changed.
Sure.
Or most people are in homes that they couldn't afford in the first place. But certainly when the job is depleted or reduced in time, it's just sad.
It is.
But a person should plan the future by maybe saving 10%, giving 10%, and saving that money for the rainy days.
Yeah, simple wisdom that really does work. We're going to talk more about that concept when we come back after this next break for traffic. This is Tim Maurer, tonight with Truett Cathy, founder and chairman of Chick-fil-A. We'll be coming right back to our discussion after traffic with Terry Troyer.